listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGrote. The recent death of a Walmart employee in New York during a Black Friday consumer stampede was not the first time such a tragedy has occurred. Three people were killed at an IKEA store in Saudi Arabia in 2004 during a coupon giveaway, and five people were injured a year later during a grand opening of a British IKEA store. Terry Kozdrowski of the University of Michigan's Roth School of Business talked with retail marketing professor Aradhana Krishna about what can be done to prevent such tragedies.
Professor Krishna, given that this isn't the first time that something like this has happened, why do we keep seeing it?
Consumers, of course, like getting a bargain, and we know that, you know, when there's a sale, it attracts a lot of people. But when a really good bargain is advertised very heavily, people get especially keen to get it. And then if you add to that an explicit limited offer, so for example, the first 150 people will get the deal, then the crowds really want to pour in. Because in terms of the consumer psychology then, it's not just a question of getting a good price deal, then it's also a question of winning like a contest. Can I be in the 150 people? Actually, even without the deal being made explicitly to a limited number of people, if it's a really good deal, people start worrying that the store will run out of the item, that there'll be a stock out and they won't be able to avail of it. And I think there's one more thing which goes into it. So very often the stores have these special openings at midnight or 5 a.m., and that adds to the sense of urgency. So people think it's opening at a crazy hour. It must be an especially good sale. So you put all of these things together, and you land up with a huge volume of people wanting to enter the store.
So is there a way to sort of predict when a disaster might be more likely?
That's interesting that you ask. You know, I was trying to come up with some sort of scale for this. So I have something like what I call the thermometer of possible disaster. So I've got a list of six questions, and you get a score of 1 for each question that you answer with a yes. So the first question is there a deal of the first X people get a deal variety? So in the sense that, is the store offering something like the first 150 people get a discount? The second question is, are they great deals but no rain checks? So again, the item can be stocked out, and if you're not there early, you won't get it. The third question is, have the great sales been massively advertised? The fourth is, does the store sale open at an unearthly hour, something which is completely off the normal range? Fifth is it a big shopping day, like Black Friday? And the sixth is it a low-priced store which can attract lots of people, not just a certain segment of society? And if you get a score of 6 on this thermometer scale, I would say it implies a high chance of possible disaster.
So what are some steps we can take to prevent this?
You know, if you think about it, of course, the blame lies both with the consumers and with the retailers. It's not just the retailer's fault. It's, of course, the consumer's fault as well. So I would think that in order to control these disasters, it's much tougher to change the human herd behavior, and it might be easier to put in some policies or some policing policies for the retailers. And I would suggest at least 4 policies to prevent these store stampedes. The first thing I would suggest is, one should not allow deals of the first X people get deal variety, because this is asking for trouble if it's done in person. I mean, you can do this, you know, over the phone, the first 100 people to call in or the first 100 people to send in something by mail or by email. But to do it in person with a door opening is asking for people to be rushing in. The second policy would be that huge advertised discount should have forced rain checks for the sale. If the product runs out that day, it's supplied within a reasonable period. For example, before Christmas, if it's advertised for Black Friday, then people don't have to be there in the first hour of the store opening. The third policy should be that store hours should remain normal. I really think that abnormal hours create a special sense of urgency. And the fourth is that store employees should have training in herd control, and this training should also extend to the temporary workers hired for the big days. So I think these 4 policies could limit the possibility of disaster.
Professor Krishna, thank you.
Aradhana Krishna is the Winkelmann Professor of Retail Marketing at the Roth School of Business.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.